The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin this morning, and we have quite an agenda for you. These are things that we're going to talk about today that should open your eyes and let you know that you are the person most in charge of your health and well-being, and you need to be super vigilant. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
Okay, we are ready this morning. Where are we going to start?
I guess we could start again with you have to know what's making us sick in order to avoid those things. And one of the biggest areas, I think, is our food supply.
Okay, so from my perspective, our food supply is seriously deficient in those nutrients that support the health and well-being of our bodies from a cellular, energetic level on up.
It used to be that they would claim part of the reason the food is deficient in nutrients is because of the way the soil is managed. You know, the topsoil is gone. They're not replacing the nutrients lost. But since, I don't know, was it the 1990s or 1970s maybe?
70s, probably. Remember when you were in lower school and they talked about crop rotation?
Right, yeah.
What happened there? Yeah,
they don't do that either. We're having a field lie fallow for a season to help replenish the nutrients. But here's a startling statistic. Over 90% of the seeds planted globally are genetically engineered.
Oh, tell me that isn't so. That's horrible. But it's changing. We talked about it yesterday. We're talking about
farmers. Maybe I misunderstood. 90% of the genetically engineered seeds planted globally are from Monsanto.
Okay. So it is Monsanto that is premier in the genetically engineering seed business. However, DuPont is in there, Syngenta, Bayer is a big one, genetically modifying things. So we need to keep our eyes open.
So, and because they made these crops that are genetically engineered able to withstand the use of glyphosate and other herbicides, they use a lot of it, and the crops survive. The surrounding weeds die, but where if you eat those foods, you're being exposed to it. Now, Monsanto says glyphosate is perfectly safe.
And the FDA agrees.
And, you know, there are a lot of independent scientists that disagree. You know, the word independent is important because the other ones are being paid by Monsanto. So would you expect a scientist on the payroll of Monsanto to say anything other than that it's safe?
Well, essentially, they are paid to conduct research that supports the perspective of the paying corporation. That's how it works. That's why it's such a sad thing, but you cannot trust science. Well, science is very, very particularly slanted based on who's paying the bills.
Monsanto claims that there is no need to test the safety of genetically engineered foods, and they cannot pose, and they do not pose any health risks, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has waived all levels of safety testing and claims that nothing more than voluntary research is necessary. So Monsanto and other controversial agri giants are able to fly under the radar when it comes to the risks involved with their products. So the government isn't doing anything either because they're paid off as well. So it's up to the consumer. Remember yesterday we said that more and more farmers in Iowa are planting corn instead of the genetically engineered corn because of the demand.
And organic. More and more farmers, because they can have a premium income for organic produce, that's where they're going.
But if you want to avoid genetically engineered or modified foods, just buy organic. But we don't always buy organic. So here are some of the popular brands that you should avoid if you want to, if you're going to not buy organic, but you want to avoid the glyphosate and other toxic herbicides.
Taking my breath away, Dr. Slavin. What's going to go on here with all these companies? Do you wear a bulletproof vest?
Coca-Cola.
Okay, we knew that.
Cadbury.
That's sad.
Campbell, Liebig, and Royco
Soups. Wait a minute. Wasn't Campbell coming out just 2 weeks ago with information?
With only a few of their soups, not across the line.
Okay, but aren't soups. They, didn't they also say that they're planning to move in that direction? It will take some time.
Well,
but
maybe the public will make a move faster.
A little faster, okay.
Capri Sun. Now, this is a beverage that a lot of kids are consuming.
Packaged in a foil container and lined with plastic, sipped through a plastic straw, high fructose corn syrup sweetened. Oh, I don't know about how very well our kids are doing on that drink.
All right, how about General Mills products, including Green Giant, Haagen-Dazs, Yoplait yogurt, and Old El Paso fajitas.
Aha. I typically warn my clients away from commercial yogurts because almost all of them are too high in sugar. They're flavored. They're manipulated. They have starches added to them. These are not high nutrient value foods.
All right. Continue on the list. You have Heinz. Now, I know that Heinz does make an organic ketchup. I've seen it. But
have you purchased it?
Yeah.
Why? Okay. Well, do we want to support those companies that are still so much a part of the GMO movement?
Okay, you convinced me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know what it is? You're so used to doing these things, you don't realize it. So we have to be reminded. So you have Kellogg's, including Corn Flakes, Special K, Cocoa Pops, Frosties, and Hill Brand. Mm. You know, probably across the board, their products are going to be genetically from genetically modified sources. Now, here's a one. Knorr Broths, Soups and Sauces. That's a common one, right? K-N-O-R-R?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How do you pronounce it?
Knorr. Right? And for our listeners who can't necessarily see what we're talking about, Knorr.
All right. Kraft. Now, I guess Kraft and Philip Morris have merged because they call it Kraft Philip Morris.
Okay.
And associated brands. Here are the associated brands. Maxwell Coffee, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Oreo, and Toblerone. Now, who would have thought all these, like Toblerone, I thought was some, was a Swiss chocolate.
Okay, and so many of those companies have been purchased internationally. Mm-hmm. That's a very common thing. You just never know who the parent company is.
Lipton Teas, Ocean Spray, Pepperidge Farm Cookies. Now, earlier we mentioned Coca-Cola, also Pepsi. So the PepsiCo and Pepsi-Cola brands include, you know, this is a interesting how all these brands are into, you know, are owned by these major companies. Tropicana, Gatorade, 7-Up, Lipton Iced Tea, Lay's, Doritos, Ruffles, Tostitos, and Quaker.
I think you're breaking a lot of people's hearts, Dr. Slavin, but the truth of the matter is the educated healthcare consumer's the one that does the best.
Pringles, Schweppes, and Uncle Ben's.
Okay.
Uncle Ben's.
I haven't bought any of those things in a very long time.
See, what I don't get about Uncle Ben, that's rice.
Okay, but highly fertilized rice. What are the contaminants? Arsenic. We talked about that a couple of years ago.
Does that have anything to do with glyphosate and genetically engineered crops?
Doesn't necessarily have to do specifically with glyphosate, but it does have to do with what is sprayed on the crops. And arsenic might be somewhere in the growing cycle, but I don't know where.
All right, that's why it's a lot easier just to get organic products. You don't have to be, concerned about what brand to avoid. Basically, it's all the brands if it doesn't say organic.
Because you think you're purchasing high quality, since some of these brands do have a reputation for quality, and the truth of the matter is it has been very, very manipulated.
So if you avoid these and other Monsanto-related brands, you'll be diverting cash away from the corporate giant and doing your bid to fight against the production of genetically engineered food and glyphosate herbicides. That's what this is about. We have nothing against these brands, but then they're not looking out for their consumers either, which is wrong.
They're looking out for their bottom line, and they may, when they see that the consumers are more educated and don't want to be exposed to these chemicals, that they'll change the way they put their products together.
Sure. And just think about it. Not that long ago, all these brands didn't use genetically modified or genetically engineered seeds because it hadn't been invented yet. So, they can go back.
Absolutely. So they can go back to producing things that are not so high in sugars and sodium and preservatives. It isn't a scientific leap to actually provide unadulterated food.
Well, they've done to food what the tobacco industry did to tobacco by putting ingredients that make it more addicting. So with food, they add a lot of sugar in it, and that's what helps make the food a little more addicting. And they do that so they get to sell more product at the expense of the consumer.
And that music means that it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back with more information for your good health. Stay tuned. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we are getting the scoop on the processed foods that we need to avoid. And the critically important word here, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, is processed. All of these companies are taking a combination of ingredients. Some of them, the base ingredient may be very high quality, and then they're adulterating it to have either a longer shelf life, a different mouthfeel, kind of sweetness possibility that makes you want to have that product again and again and again. So once again, if you are choosing foods that you can identify, not highly processed, you're ahead of the game right there. Dr. Slavin?
Well, I want to give you an update on the Chipotle investigation by the CDC, by the way. So
I thought they gave them yesterday in the news the complete, the E. coli situation is over, and that was the CDC. So what are they doing now?
You know, you read different reports, but they say they're still looking into Chipotle. They want to see all their protocols and how they handle food. But think about it. If you're a restaurant, the number one concern any restaurant has to make sure nobody gets sick when they go to that restaurant.
We hope.
Well, I mean, the news spreads fast. I think, what was it? There was some restaurants that closed down. You say, well, how come they closed down? And
the health department inspections for the different towns.
Well, once the word gets out, people stop going. And but the problem with Chipotle, I think... that I think Chipotle is a franchise, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You know, they have very strict protocols.
Right.
You know, because they have to protect their brand, their name. And so what was very of interest is here, this wasn't the first time there was an outbreak of some kind of food poisoning at Chipotle. And it came after Chipotle announced that it was doing away with using any genetically modified or engineered foods in their on their menu.
And the animal source products were not to be contaminated with growth hormone or antibiotics.
So when they had the outbreaks, you know, the CDC comes in and investigates. They looked at each food ingredient and each food source in order to try and find the common cause for E. coli contamination.
Wasn't it odd that the E. coli issue was in the West Coast and then all the way in the East Coast?
Of course. Usually it's going to come from the same source that gets spread around. All their tests turned up negative. They're looking for E. coli. They couldn't find it anywhere. And E. coli wasn't found in any food source from a supplier. But there's more to it. E. coli didn't come from the food materials. Now think about this. We talked about bioterrorism. How easy is it to spray water, for example, contaminated with E. coli onto food? You can come in with a little spray bottle, spray it around because you don't like what, everybody would gravitate to Chipotle because they know that their food was safer than all the others. So
higher quality.
And here's the other thing. So if somebody was doing that, that would also explain why the strain of E. coli was different from the strain usually found in foods.
Ooh, the mystery deepens.
So we're talking about corporate sabotage. They say the biotech bioterrorists derived their E. coli from an animal source far from any farm fields, and then found a simple mechanism for nebulizing it on Chipotle food materials as targeted Chipotle restaurants. Now, this is in fact, it hasn't been proven, but it's just a possible explanation for what happened.
Okay, so it's the CDC saying this is a possibility for
No, it's not the CDC. It's a someone's editorial thoughts, but the CDC couldn't find a source, number one, and there was a different strain of E. coli that you usually find than you find in food. So we're saying, okay, what's going on?
Okay, so, but the CDC continues to investigate.
Yeah, now, so you ask yourself, so why would the biotech industry try to destroy a company like Chipotle that is in favor of ethical foods? It has a pioneering vision of what clean fast food should look like.
Dr. Slavin, it's my understanding that by 2017, the livestock producers must be moved away from antibiotics in their feed. Looking at what Chipotle was doing, they were just trying to be ahead of the curve in my view of it.
So the rest of the industry, the fast food industry, doesn't like Chipotle because it's change. It's moving towards a healthy approach to fast food.
Taking their customers, perhaps?
Well, threatens the other fast food companies who use chemically formulated foods like McDonald's and KFC. I saw a report today. McDonald's introduced... what do you call the fried cheese?
Cheese sticks, mozzarella
like
sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Well,
they said there was no cheese inside.
Ooh.
So here's what it is. The GMO agri-giants that produce the low-grade ingredients sourced by McDonald's and other fast food giants aren't happy about Chipotle disrupting their poison-for-profit business model, and they decided to play nasty. That's a possibility. But, you know, we as consumers can only speak with our
dollars, our wallets.
Right.
Okay. Now, that's a very, very interesting phrase, poison for profit. And couldn't you apply that in to any number of industries?
Well, I think, again, we saw the fact that the farmers planting corn in Iowa has gone up from like 2 billion to 8 billion in just a couple of years because of the demand. There's increasing demand for healthier foods only because the information is getting out to the consumer. The consumers didn't think they were eating unhealthy food before.
Did the consumers think that they were using very unhealthy cosmetics? Skin care and cosmetic products? Did the consumers think that they were using very unhealthy products when they filled their pharmaceutical prescription? I mean, that poison for profit really resonated with me, Dr. Slavin.
Well, I think the way I used to think and the way probably most people think is, if it's being sold, you know, that must have passed FDA scrutiny, and that's going to keep the food supply safe and the cosmetics safe. And we're pointing out day after day that they're just looking the other way. They don't have that they don't have the same level of interest in protecting the consumer that maybe the consumer has for themselves.
And that's it. Nobody has the level of interest in your good health as you, the individual. Nobody.
No, but we used to think the FDA was on our side, but how naive. Maybe they were originally. Probably originally they were.
Okay, we'll do a little historical investigation. I'm a little skeptical.
So the FDA was just originally developed to protect the big corporations.
No, I think it was possibly developed because of, you know, the scandals with the slaughterhouses at the turn of the century and the very unsanitary conditions and so on, where how food was moved around. And I think kind of like at face value, a little bit of security for the population. Oh, they're going to relax and think that things are under control. I don't necessarily think that at any point there has been very important, in-depth safety investigation into the food supply.
Well, you know how it's been said when patients ever ask me about, well, should they try this new drug? I remind them it's always been recommended by people that watch what happens to new drugs that you wait 5 years before you try a new drug to make sure it's still on the market.
Absolutely. That book, Worst Pills, Best Pills, or however it goes, they absolutely recommend that you stay away from any brand new pharmaceutical introduction because, you know, you don't know what the safety tests have been. You don't know the people that they have tested on, whether it's the age population that the drug is focused on, might be much younger population, might be a population out of the country. And so very, very important to observe what occurs with that new drug.
Have you ever made ice cream? Because I'm still thinking about having to avoid Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs, okay. No, I never made ice cream. I have pretty much stayed away from ice cream, and I'm moving very, very much in the direction of dairy-free unless it's raw dairy.
But there's only needs to be, I think, three or four ingredients in ice cream. You have the cream, you have eggs, I believe they put in it, sugar, and and ice cubes to make it cold, and the flavoring, whatever flavor you want, vanilla, chocolate. That's it. Do you ever read the label?
Häagen-Dazs has it's very lengthy.
Häagen-Dazs has the least ingredients, but look at the labels of some of the other ice creams, how many chemicals they put in there. You know, that's why people should look into making their own ice cream if they wanted to have ice cream.
Okay, that's a good idea. There are some very, very easy little ways to do that, ice cream makers. And
well, at the some of the events, you know, they would have the Vitamix thing, and he would make, like, ice cream desserts, you know, in
frozen
minutes.
Frozen desserts, yeah. Frozen,
and very good. Of course, when I go home and try it, it never works out the same way.
Oh, darn, yeah. So it's very important that you understand the critical aspect of reviewing the ingredients in anything that you're purchasing. So it's a very sad thing. Häagen-Dazs has the fewest number of ingredients, but they have dairy from genetically modified dairy herds.
But you have to know you can get organic ice cream in the health food stores.
Absolutely. And that music, once again, means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. More to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And if you've been keeping up with the headlines recently, you've been reading and hearing about a certain kind of mosquito, two types, and you've been possibly keeping up with where these mosquitoes are found and the fact that pregnant women are being warned not to travel to certain areas in South America. And it is the Zika virus that these mosquitoes carry.
When I was in medical school, I actually enjoyed the class in microbiology, because that's where you would get into these types of diseases. Now, dengue fever, I heard of, they talked about. Yellow fever was talked about, of course. But chikungunya and Zika virus, never heard of it before.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Had you heard of any of those before? I mean, chikungunya, I heard of within the last year or so, because it's come. And Zika virus, this is the first I'm hearing.
Brand new Zika virus. I didn't know anything at all about that.
So apparently, you know what? We didn't hear about Lyme disease back then. You know, are these all new diseases? You didn't have AIDS and Ebola back then. You know, where I'm going here is, are these man-made diseases? Well, somehow, did man do something that may have stimulated the spread of the disease?
Well, I think the atmosphere and chemistry of the globe has changed over the past 100 years. I think that because of malnutrition and the situation that you observe here in the United States, it's malnutrition, undernourished, and that affects how people's immune systems function. And so the human is more vulnerable than they might have been. And the other part of it is, you think about the vaccines and possibly how infants and children that might have succumbed to an illness in childhood survive to adulthood, and maybe their immune systems are different or less active, less able to deal with viruses.
So the latest revelation regarding the Zika virus involves a genetically altered mosquito project. Why were they the reason they were doing that, they wanted to try and sterilize the mosquitoes so they wouldn't keep producing more mosquitoes and spreading various diseases.
And aren't they attempting to still use that approach to control these two strains of mosquitoes that are spreading the Zika virus? And what I read about this yesterday is they have found a human-to-human transmission.
Well, so they were actually doing these experiments down in Brazil. What they were doing is introducing genetically modified mosquitoes into the wild mosquito population in the hopes of reducing the mosquito population. I mean, on the surface, that sounds like a good idea, but maybe they didn't think about all the potential risks associated with it. Right now, the Zika virus, which has been detected in 18 of the 26 states in Brazil, which is transmitted by a mosquito. And by the way, we have that same mosquito here in Florida.
Yes, we do. Florida, Georgia, parts of South Carolina, into Texas, Mississippi, Louisiana. So when you look at the map, it's pretty extensive. And depending on which map you take a look at, it's a larger and a smaller area involved.
And they're saying, so maybe something went wrong. These genetically modified mosquitoes could be the cause of the Zika virus outbreak in Brazil and other parts of South and Central America. But we don't know for sure yet, but that seems to be a coincidence. Always a lot of coincidence around these things. You know, here they're, you know, they're playing around with genetics and mosquitoes, and all of a sudden you have an outbreak. And by the way, right now more than a million cases of the Zika virus has been reported in Brazil. It's a lot of babies being born, potentially being born with a small brain or brain damage and a small head. They say if you're not pregnant, though, it's nothing to worry about, apparently.
However, the human-to-human transmission, no need to be bitten by one of those mosquitoes, is very, very worrisome.
Well, you know, they're definitely playing around with stuff that they don't know enough about.
That's a scientific term, around with stuff.
Because there's a strain of the male mosquito that was released. It supposedly creates a larva that normally die in the absence. This is an interesting part. Die in the absence of antibiotics, which is supposed to help decimate wild mosquito populations when these males are released in the wild. But what they're finding out is there's a lot of antibiotics in the wild. We talked about that in the water, you know. So it's not a – see, that was the key. They said, well, if we don't give them the antibiotics, they die. But they're not dying.
So they said, well, it worked in the lab. Why isn't it working in the wild?
So, you know, that's what's going on here. But what's interesting, they reported on TV, but nobody talks about the fact that it was in conjunction with some genetic engineering going on. So here you have the foods being genetically engineered, creating problems. You're doing mosquitoes, and that's creating problems. What are we going to hear about next? That male fish are turning into females?
Well, that's next on your health report. I know that, Dr. Slavin. But the thing is, we don't hear about this in news reports. So if you're getting your news on television, say a local television channel, you're very likely to be hearing about house fires, auto accidents, and robberies, things like that. And if you're getting your news via cable television networks, then mostly you're just getting election, presidential primary information. You're not getting anything about the economy. You're not getting anything about the quality of our food. So the places that you have to go for information to really broaden your knowledge are alternative news sources.
So then the question comes up, do the major news stations and news corporations have connections with these other corporations that they never speak badly of?
Who pays the bills? And you say all the time, follow the money. So who are the advertisers? So I don't know about television channels that you've been watching, but I have been battered into the ground about automobile insurance. Now, is that so critical that that's the only thing that's being advertised? It's very interesting what the advertisements are. Pharmaceuticals, very much prescription. Ask your doctor about this. Over-the-counter pharmaceuticals, fast food restaurants, and automobile insurance.
Well, there was a leak of one of the commercials for the Super Bowl. And it had a bunch of dachshunds.
So they replaced the Clydesdales with dachshunds?
A herd of dachshunds. But they had attached to them a Frankfurter roll, if you can picture that.
Okay.
And they were running towards the Heinz products. the ketchup and the mayonnaise.
Okay.
And so, but the point is, they were on the list of using genetically engineered or modified ingredients, genetically modified ingredients. So clearly the stations are not going to ever talk about genetically modified foods, and they don't want to talk about genetically modified mosquitoes, because that word genetically modified, they're staying away from, because, you know, you say the mosquitoes, the food, look at all the problems it's creating. So then I mentioned about male fish turning into females. This isn't something new. It's being reported again. I remember, 15, 20 years ago here in Florida, they were observing that the alligator population was on a decline because the male alligators were becoming feminized, so they couldn't reproduce properly, all because of contaminants in the water supply.
Okay, so was the, I believe it was the sugar plantations in north central Florida releasing their pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers into the water that contaminated the Everglades. So when you are consuming those highly sugar products, you mentioned frosted flakes and cocoa puffs and things like that, high sugar contamination. And imagine that your sugar is contaminated with these chemicals.
Well, one of those ingredients is atrazine. You know, atrazine is an herbicide still being used in this country. I think it was, in fact, it's found in, 57% of U.S. streams. Now, I think it's been banned. European Union has banned atrazine altogether due to its ability to contaminate water and interrupt endocrine systems.
Okay, and I talk about this all the time. 20 years ago, how many fertility clinics were there around the country? And these days, you're going to see a fertility clinic in every town. So we know that fertility reproduction has been seriously affected, not only by these chemicals, but by the antibiotics as well.
Now, what can we do about it? This is always the question. So what can we do about it? We have to, you know, make sure our water is purified. You got to eat organic food, or even, but even organic food can't be protected 100% if the streams that happen to run by these fields have these contaminants in it. It's a serious problem. Nobody is really paying attention to.
Well, just before the show, I was telling you that only 0.003% of the world's fresh water supply is unpolluted, and that the purest water on earth is in the southernmost city in Chile.
What's the name of that city? I'm going to look it up.
Puerto William.
All right.
Okay, Puerto Williams. Okay, 2,200 miles south of Santiago, a city of 2,500 inhabitants. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back after these messages.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And we're back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. And Janet will be back with us momentarily.
Okay, here she is. Okay. Just a very short trip out of the studio for me. And we're talking today about all of the different concerns that you need to have an awareness of so that you can take positive steps to protect your health and well-being. And so it goes far beyond testing. It goes far beyond nutrition. It takes information so that you know where the dangers are. Dr. Simon?
Well, you mentioned before the break that Puerto Williams, it was funny, you know, if you look it up on, which I'm looking at right now, Wikipedia, Puerto Williams is Spanish for Port Williams.
Right.
I mean.
Right.
We all know that.
Yes.
But anyway, it's in Chile. You mentioned it has the purest water in the world because, what is it, 99.7% of the world's water is already polluted?
Right. Right.
So I was curious, okay, if anybody is thinking about moving there, what would you say?
No. It's pretty cold, my right. guess
what
is.
What would you say is the main criteria people look at when they decide that they want to move somewhere? Do you think it's weather? What do you probably jobs might be number one, unless you're retired.
Right. The ability to survive financially.
So I think if you're retired, maybe weather is number one. But if you have to work, you want to go to a place where there's jobs. So I think that leaves this Puerto Williams out in both cases.
It has to be pretty cold. But so far south.
Well, it's southernmost city in the southern hemisphere. They describe it as a temperate subpolar oceanic climate.
Ooh, temperate, and then it says subpolar. Yeah. I don't know.
So it says summers are short and cool, while the winters are long, wet, but moderate, and it only has 118 inches. A year in rain.
Okay, how many inches does Florida have a year in rain?
Lately, I would think
it would
be as much or more. Now, if they say here, which is funny, that, you know, I don't know, in the southern hemisphere, do they call their winters summer and their summers winter, or do they call their warm seasons winter because it's reversed and the cold seasons summer?
I'm going to say when it's warmer, they say it's summer. When it's colder, they say it's winter. And it's different than ours.
It's the reverse of us. So,
right.
But I don't know if that's how they do it or not. Because they say they have the cold and wet summers that help preserve the glaciers. The town is well forested. Exposed areas at some distance from or altitude above it have a sub-Antarctic climate, typical of a tundra. That's why the trees are growing.
Makes the growth of trees impossible when your tundra wouldn't have trees on it.
But interestingly enough now,
yeah,
one of their main sources of revenue to that town is tourism.
So has it piqued your interest to go and get some water?
They don't have any Ritz-Carlton's there.
Okay, but you could, I'm going to say, arrive on a very comfortable ship, my guess, and have a very, very interesting experience and for sure the best water on Earth.
I wonder, though, if there are some cruises that probably go around there, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so you can see it that way. But there are people that go there. They go there for hiking. But we brought this up because apparently they have the cleanest drinking water available, uncontaminated.
And that you have to go to places so far afield in order to get that uncontaminated water. So, you know, you made a very interesting point, Dr. Slavin, that even our organic crops, because they are watered with possibly contaminated water, water that's contaminated from other farms. And so those chemicals are going on the organic crops. I know that some of the organic certification organizations, they test the crops for different chemicals. So maybe it's just such a very, very minute amount. It doesn't show on their tests. Very important to, through our whole discussion today, to be choosing the best quality you can get in every different aspect. The water you drink, the water you bathe in, that's important as well. All of this has an impact on how your immune system works. And Dr. Slavin is surfing the net and going to find some cruises that will take him to Puerto Williams and the southernmost parts of South America.
I have to say that's one area I haven't been to. You know, South America.
And it has piqued your interest?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there are other areas you've heard of, like Patagonia. You
know, yes. You know, and, okay. Iguazu Falls. Have you been there?
No.
Okay.
But they do have, I mean, I've been to Alaska, so that's like you're getting to the glaciers and everything.
They're disappearing in Alaska. Here in Puerto Williams, the weather is maintaining the integrity of the glaciers. There's not as significant a meltdown.
So what's interesting is I'm looking at it. They do have cruise ships, little ones it looks like, where you can get off of Puerto Williams, and that's the southernmost town in the world. So that's an interesting idea.
So in addition to learning about the best food choices, you can also get a little bit of travelogue information here on Natural Doc Radio.
It came up because it seems the whole world is polluted now. You can't find even clean drinking water anymore.
Well, when they investigate the blood of the polar bears, they're finding contaminants that typically would have been very much unexpected in the polar bear blood. When they investigate the cord blood of newborn infants, they find traces of over 200 different chemicals. So once again, people think of infants being born with a clean slate, so to speak. Indeed, that is not the case. So in addition to being very, very careful about what you're exposing yourself to, one of the things very important to detox on a regular basis.
Or better yet, avoid the toxins in the first place. That's what we're trying to point out here.
But the polar bears, they didn't use deodorants and hairspray and eat genetically modified food.
We're trying to understand why people get sick. And you can see all these toxins in the environment. So it's in the water. It's in your food. So we have to really do a better job in trying to make sure our water and food is clean. Because going to a doctor when you have these health problems and getting a drug to treat the symptoms, I hope it makes less and less sense to you.
Here at Natural Doc Radio, sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers, you can find an array of different tests that would let you